Section, The Bug. Ross 2 issue number 2942 reported a surprising result. Creating 10,000 timers took 429 milliseconds. That's 23,310 timers per second. Not a number that screams bottleneck, until you realize the work per timer should be constant. Adding in timers shouldn't take in superscript 2, time. But it did. Profiling showed that 96% of wall time was spent inside callback add timer. Section, the root cause. Here's what add timer looked like before the fix, and every other add underscore asterisk method had the same pattern. The push underscore back is 01. But immediately after, the code runs a full linear scan of the entire vector to remove expired weak pointers. On the first call, that scans one element. On the second, two. On the nth, n, total, 1 plus 2 plus, plus n equals n, n plus 1, slash 2, classic quadratic. The irony, during bulk addition of timers, none of them are expired. The cleanup pass does nothing useful. It's just burning cycles scanning a growing vector. All five add underscore asterisk methods, add timer, add subscription, add service, add client, add waitable, had the same pattern. Section, the fix. The insight is that collect all pointers, called by the executor on every spin iteration, already iterates all entities. It already skips expired entries. It's the natural place to also remove them. Step 1. Make add underscore asterisk methods 01. Strip out the cleanup. Just push. Step 2. Clean up expired entries and collect all pointers. After iterating each vector and calling the user-provided function for live entries, remove the dead ones with remove if. Collect all pointers already skipped expired entries. Now it also removes them. The executor calls collect all pointers on every spin iteration, so expired entries are cleaned up promptly. All find pointers if methods already handle expired weak pointers gracefully, they call .lock and skip nulls. No public API or application binary interface change. Only the internal cleanup scheduling moved. Section, the result. The fix is trivially correct. The performance gain is massive. The diff is small. That's the best kind of optimization. Section, the review. Maintainer at Jmakowinski had two clean requests. 1. Don't use mutable on the entity vectors. My initial version marked the 5 entity vectors as mutable, so the const qualified collect all pointers could modify them during cleanup. The reviewer correctly pointed out, just make collect all pointers non-const instead. All callers lock from weak pointer to get a non-const shared pointer, so this is safe. 2. Use remove if instead of manual index compaction. My first implementation used a hand-rolled collect and compact helper that iterated with read/write indices to compact in a single pass. It was correct and cache-friendly, but unnecessary. The standard erase, remove if, idiom does the same thing and is immediately recognizable to any C++ developer. Both were good calls. The code got simpler and more idiomatic. Section, testing. The PR includes integration tests that verify. Expired entries are compacted. Add 100 timers, destroy 50, trigger collect all pointers, assert size, equals equals 50. Only live entities are yielded. Interleave live and expired entries. Confirm collection count matches live count. No quadratic regression. Add 5,000 timers. Assert total time less than 5 seconds. Generous threshold for CI. Mixed entity types. Timers plus subscriptions cleaned independently. Interleaved add remove cycles. Multiple rounds of add and destroy produce correct counts. All tests pass under address sanitizer and undefined behavior sanitizer. Section, takeaways. 1. Cleanup doesn't have to happen at insertion time. The original code cleaned up expired entries on every add underscore asterisk call because it seemed like the right place. Clean up as you go. But when insertion is frequent and expiration is rare, this creates unnecessary work. Moving cleanup to a point where iteration already happens, the executor spin, makes it free. 2. O, N, per call doesn't mean O, N total. Each individual add underscore asterisk call was O, N, linear in the current size. That sounds fine until you realize N grows with each call. N calls of O, N, each equals O, N superscript 2. Always think about the total cost across a sequence of operations, not just one. 3. Profile before guessing. The reproducer made this obvious. 96% of time in ad timer. Without measurement, you might waste time optimizing the timer callback dispatch or the executor loop. The PR is ROS2/RCLC++ number 3109. The fix targets the rolling branch. Contributing to ROS2, a practical guide from 4 accepted PRs. PX4 Autopilot, a practitioner's guide to troubleshooting, debugging, building, and testing.